Welcome to North Valley's devotional podcast for June 3rd, 2021. Today we'll be reading from Psalm 28, verses 6 through 9. I praise you, Lord, for answering my prayers. You are my strong shield, and I trust you completely. You have helped me, and I will celebrate and thank you in song. You give strength to your people, Lord, and you save and protect your chosen ones. Come save us and bless us. Be our shepherd and always carry us in your arms. Often when we consider the Psalms, we think of passages like this one. God's presence and provision, strengthening and guiding and fulfilling us. While this is true, it's only part of the witness of the Psalms. There are songs about despair, songs begging for forgiveness, songs about God knocking enemies' teeth out, and songs about all of nature praising God. The Psalms are vivid, sometimes even seemingly reprehensible in their authenticity. The Psalms are not bothering to keep it clean and reputable, but they are putting their honest feelings, fears, joys, and experiences on their sleeves. This might come as a bit of a shock for those of us who really only know Psalm 23 and have grown up in a church where the hymnody is mostly a Jesus-y, put on a happy face. Unlike much of the modern praise music, the Psalms are willing to be authentic and honest, to speak to doubt and pain, as well as joy and thanksgiving. Over half of the Psalms are laments, asking God why everything is going wrong, and insisting that God should get going and fix it. The Psalms invite people to worship, but that worship isn't a false, alternate reality. The Psalms invite us to worship with our whole beings and all of our experiences. The Psalms were, and are, the heart of corporate worship in the Judeo-Christian tradition. It's not until Isaac Watts and Charles Wesley in the 18th century that hymns not directly based on the Psalms begin to find more common usage. The Psalms have been the formative language of worship for 3,000 years. Even so, the Psalms are easy to abuse. It's easy to forget that the Psalms are poetry, not theological treaties. The point is not to make a definitive and academic statement about God, but to name the experience of being human and following God's direction. This means we have to sit with uncomfortable enemy language or descriptions of apparently hyperbolic suffering. Yet the Psalms remind us of the breadth of human experience. They can pull us out of our own self-centered perspectives and comfortable lives, reminding us that there are those who suffer and cry out. They can confront us with our own pain that we are trying so hard to ignore. They can remind us to be grateful for God's provision and care. The Psalms can call us, model for us, and equip us for faithful lives. The Psalms breathe life into the stories of the Old Testament, painting emotion and feeling into stories that might otherwise go by as cut and dried histories. These poems are often parallel to the historical events that we read in other places in Scripture, from David's feelings to escaping Saul, or begging for forgiveness after his insidious action with Bathsheba, to the experience of exile in Babylon, to the joy of escaping Egypt. More than anything else, the Psalms challenge us to an authentic relationship with God. The Psalms call us to put our whole selves out there, to invite God into and to seek God in our lives. The Psalms invite us to a particular worldview. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, Psalm 24:1. And they invite us to be sustained by God, like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in season, Psalm 1:3. Some questions for today. How can you engage the Psalms in formative ways? What's easy or difficult for you to enter in with the Psalms? Which Psalms have been particularly meaningful or formative for you?